One other question about neratinib, Sarah. There's been actually interest, believe it or not, in lung cancer in the issue of actually HER2 mutant disease rather than amplification. There's a paper looking at T-DM1. I mean, they're talking about this, and neratinib has come up as a consideration people with HER2 mutations. Any thoughts about that? And what do you do if you see a HER2 mutation?
I think it's an interesting point you're bringing up because you can only, of course, detect these mutations by doing genomic assays on patients' tumors, which hasn't been shown to really impact clinical decision making for the better or worse in any clinical trial. A lot of us are doing it, a lot of patients are demanding this sort of genomic testing. HER2 mutations occur less than 10% of the time in breast cancer, I think less than 5% actually, whereas in lung cancer, they're much more frequent. But if I did have a patient where I knew her tumor had a HER2 mutation, I think using a TKI makes more sense. And actually, the makers of neratinib are running a clinical trial looking at neratinib for HER2 mutation carriers. And I think it's a basket trial that's enrolling patients of all different tumor histologies as long as they have a HER2 mutation.
So, George, any thought about HER2 mutation, neratinib? We work with your colleagues, Heather Wakelee and Joel Neal, and they're always talking about the new mutations in lung cancer and TKIs. What about HER2 mutations in breast cancer?
Sure. So overall, I think the number's 2%. And by the way, these are typically exclusive of classic HER2 amplification.
So 2% of all breast
2%
cancer.
of all breast cancers.
That'd be good in lung cancer. You know, they've got like an ALK is
I
like
know.
2%,
Yeah.
whatever.
Curiously, they're a little bit more common in lobular carcinomas, about 4%
Really?
in lobular carcinomas
Huh.
is what the data would say. As Sarah mentioned, there's trials ongoing with neratinib. Interestingly, preclinically, lapatinib doesn't appear to work very well against them, and standard antibody therapies don't appear to work very well against them, but neratinib does in preclinical trials. There's a multi-institutional trial operating out of Washington University, Stanford's part of it, that screens for these patients and uses neratinib as part of the trial.